the causes of anti-racism, anti-sexism, anti-homophobia, anti-transphobia, all of that kind of stuff. These are good causes that most, virtually everyone gets on board with, right? So we're talking about a minority of social justice activists have so much power. That's the problem with them. Is that if it were just a few people on Twitter mouthing off, right, I wouldn't care about that. It is a minority, but they seem to have infected all the sort of major institutions in the country, right? So they're there in the quangos, right? They're to whom the government outsources all kinds of authority. They're in the law. They're there in education. They're certainly there in the media. They're 100% there in the arts. You know, they totally dominate comedy and the arts and drama and TV. So when you have a small group of people who come generally from very bourgeois backgrounds, a very sort of privileged people talking about how oppressed they are, but running everything, that's kind of funny. So it's quite a good idea to mock that, because I think that personally I like to punch up in comedy. You know, there's all this stuff about punching up and punching down, right? And I like to punch up. I like to attack those in power. And this is where the debate lies. You see, the people who don't like what I do will say that I punch down at minority groups, even though minority groups are never the target, right? So that's just kind of a basic misinterpretation, but quite a common one. But I'm sort of attacking those who would patronise the minority groups, those who want to try and engineer society in the way that they want, those who have a complete intolerance to any kind of dissent, any kind of alternative viewpoint. Any kind, even to sort of basic discussion of principle, you know,